Radio. I'm your host, Brent Rutemeller, and today we're talking with Hungarian swimmer Roland Rudolf, who is now a freshman swimmer with the University of Florida. Roland was recently selected as CollegeSwimming.com's and Swimming World Magazine's College Male Swimmer of the Week. Thanks for joining us today, Roland.
Thank you, Brent.
So how is your freshman year progressing, and how different is it than your homeland back in Hungary?
I really like it here. Florida has a really good swimming program, and Wall University is really very friendly. I like the Wall thing.
How did you go about choosing attending the University of Florida versus other colleges around the country, or around the world for that matter?
I was sure about the states because of the language, and the United States is very famous about its very great swimmers. And my goal was to learn the English language too, so it was sure. But the other thing was the weather. It's very warm here, much warmer than my country, and I don't like cold. And then I saw that Florida has a really good swimming program with a lot of good swimmers.
Let's just dive right into your swimming. Judging by your times in the backstroke, it looks like the 200-meter event is your specialty with a time of 159.78. Would you agree with that observation, with that being your specialty?
Yes, that's my best even.
Now, being from Europe and coming into the United States and swimming in a short course yard pool and competing in the yard pool versus the meters, how was that adjustment for you?
It was very hard at the start, especially because my turns are not the best. So I still need to improve a lot with the turns.
So you're spending more time working on your breakouts and your underwater?
Yes, I'm trying to do my best on all practice.
The 200-meter being your specialty, and now you have an A cut in the 200-yard backstroke, your time 145.24. Do you still feel you've got a lot of room for improvement in the 200-yard backstroke?
Yes, of course. I've felt myself on each competition better and better. I swam faster and faster.
Is it just mostly your turns, or are there some other technique aspects that you're working on?
Mostly the turns.
And how's the 100 backstroke stacking up this season? You've already been a 49.93.
Yes, I'm glad that I was able to swim after under 50 seconds.
Do you have a goal time in the 100 backstroke?
That would be great, to swim around or under 48 seconds.
Do you have any specific splits in mind that you need to attain in order to go that? Have you mapped out the race to look at first 25, second 25, third 25, and last?
Yes, I will need to start much faster on the first 50.
So what do you think you need to go out in the 100 to get under 48?
To start around 23 seconds.
So 23 seconds would be, you know, I'm assuming you'd just be just thrilled if you can go out 23 and you're 100. That's what you're looking for, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. If you were to play the 100 versus the 200 backstroke, which one are you putting more emphasis in this season?
I think I have better chances on the 200 back.
Yeah, you got more turns too, you know.
Yeah, but on the 200, the turns are less important because it's longer. It's hard to maintain the efficiency of the very strong and long turns.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some other strokes. Coach Troy feels you are showing some potential and some versatility in being able to swim the middle distance freestyle events. Have you ever really focused on the freestyle events equally than the backstroke? What's your thinking right now with kind of branching out into the freestyle events?
I never really swam at home in Hungary, mid-distance free. I swam sometimes the 200 free, but I never focused on it. So it was a surprise to me, too, that I was able to swim this fast.
You had a 4:24 last week at the 500-yard freestyle. That's coming right off of the 200 back. You had to be very happy with that.
Yes, I were.
Do you think this is going to translate to really helping you more with your 200 backstroke?
I think the 500 free can help the long course 200 backstroke.
Will you represent Hungary in the World Championships this spring in Melbourne?
No, unfortunately, I will miss the World Championships.
So you'll be missing the World Championships this
yes.
year. Do you have your sights set on representing Hungary in the 2008 Olympics?
Yes, that's my main goal.
Okay, so your selection to the Hungarian Olympic team, is it purely the Olympic cut, or is there an additional standard that the Hungarian team has set?
It's mostly the Olympic cut.
And how is, are you still in touch with your coach back in Hungary?
Yes, of course.
And who is that coach?
His name is György Turi.
So are you looking to go back this summer and train with him or stay in the United States?
No, I will travel back home after the end of this semester. And we are in contact, and I will join them during the summer.
Roland, you're going to have to compete in a long course event, a long course competition, in order to get that Olympic cut. What is that Olympic cut, and when's your next competition in the long course pool?
I'm not sure yet. There will be the Hungarian Championships back in summer. That will be a long course event.
And the cut, you're at 159.78. What is the cut that you have to reach?
In Essen, it was the day cut was 2 minutes 25 seconds, and because there was another swimmer who already made the A cut, so everyone would need to do the A cut to be able to swim.
It looks like your chances are pretty good. Would you agree?
Yes.
Is there anything you'd like to talk about or anything you'd like to add, Roland, to this conversation?
I just would like to thank my parents and everyone who supported me to be able to go to here in the States and study here and to swim.
Well, congratulations once again for being named Swimming World Magazine's Male College Swimmer of the Week. And we look forward to following you as you go through the championship season and hopefully make your way to Beijing.
Thank you very much.
Well, this is Brent Rutemeller with Swimming World Radio, reporting on swimming from around the world. Thank you. Ooh, I hate it.